everyone. This is Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Assistant Principal Induction Program Coordinator in the Office of Talent Development for Prince George's County Public Schools, and this is the APEP Leadership Chat. And today we are chatting with Dwayne J. Edwards at Blatonsburg Elementary School. Dwayne Edwards is a first-year assistant principal at Blatonsburg Elementary School. Prior to this position, he served in the capacity of instructional lead teacher, professional school counselor, and 10th grade English teacher in Somerset County Public Schools. Mr. Edwards is a graduate of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, where he received both his bachelor's and master's degrees. He received his certificate in advanced graduate studies in education administration and policy from Howard University. Currently, Mr. Edwards is working on his educational doctorate in educational leadership at the American College of Education. Dwayne Edwards is very active in his community, always willing to help with mentoring programs that will enhance our children's progress. Mr. Edwards, congratulations and welcome to the APEP Leadership Chat.
Thank you.
So why did you want to become an assistant principal?
It was kind of reluctant. I think people saw leadership in me more than I saw it in myself. But as they began to groom me for the position, I started to see it. I started to see that I had what it took to help people, and I'm always looking for a way to help people. And I believe that being a leader is one of the ways that you can truly help people, because you can be a change agent, and also you can put things into practice that will help people along the way. So I eventually, as I began my progress and began my development to become a school leader, I said, okay, eventually I would like to become a principal. And I know that I will have to take those steps gradually, and becoming an assistant principal will lead to that principalship one day. So it was basically something that my previous supervisors and principals saw in me. They helped develop, and I really wanted to go for it after I got a feel for the leadership positions that I was fortunate enough to hold. And I saw how being a leader, you can really help people and the community, not just in a classroom, but you can do more outside of the classroom area.
Awesome. So who has been an educational mentor to you?
I've had many. I would have to say my principal, Mr. Herman Whaley. He was the principal at John Edgar Howard Elementary School. He actually saw something in me. He actually told me, he said, Mr. Edwards, you need to really look into becoming an educational leader. I see it in you. You don't think it, you can do it, but I see it in you. You have what it takes. He kind of ignited the fire. But then that was groomed when I moved to Longfields and I worked under Dr. Jeffrey Holmes. And he saw a lot in me, and he helped me develop my capacity, as well as my current principal, Dr. Judith Houghton Williams. She has made me see education through the educator's lens, and meaning there's more to just being a leader than management. You have to look at data and how data drives instruction and how you can use that data to really help move students towards successful goals. And so they all just kind of fed into me different things that really has really been enriching to my development.
So what specifically in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role of assistant principal?
I really think it's the whole path. Again, understanding what it's like to be a classroom teacher, and never forgetting that. Also taking the path of being a professional school counselor, and those skills that we have as professional school counselors, mediation portions of it, the patience, being able to, the active listening, and many of the attributes of a counselor that I bring to the table. But then when I left being a counselor to become a instructional lead teacher, focusing on what we're really here to do, and that's to help instruct children, I really wanted to focus on that instructional piece to make sure that we're giving our children the best education possible here in Prince George's County.
Awesome. So what are you most looking forward to this school year?
Growth. I'm looking for professional growth. I'm always looking to learn. I'm looking to grow and to see how I can better my practices as an educator.
I love it. Mr. Dwayne J. Edwards, I want to say thank you for taking the time for chatting with us and allowing us to learn a little more about you.
I thank you.
Absolutely. So, guys, this has been the APIP Leadership Chat. We've been chatting with Mr. Dwayne J. Edwards, newly appointed assistant principal at Blaytonsburg Elementary School. You can follow the Assistant Principal Induction Program across all social media platforms at APIPPGCPS.